50 years ago this past August, a black man named George Jackson died under heavy gunfire at San Quentin, a California prison. An activist and author, before his death, Jackson aspired to lead an armed revolution against America's white ruling class. News of his death was a final straw in overcrowded and inhumane prisons across the country, including here in New York, where 50 years ago today, the Attica Correctional Facility, upstate, became the scene of an uprising that quickly morphed into an organized rebellion complete with hostages and a list of demands. On this 50th anniversary, WNYC's Race and Justice Unit is revisiting the Attica Uprising in the context of the current prison reform and abolition debate. We begin with the witnesses, three men who were incarcerated at Attica 50 years ago when all hell broke loose.
My name is Akil Shaquan, but at the time I was in Attica, it was Lawrence Killebrew. I don't get hung up on names, but I'm just letting you know.
My name is Tyrone Larkin, 73 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
My name is Al-Haji Sharif. I grew up in the Harlem area. I was in Attica in 1971 doing an uprising.
Attica happened behind frustrations that happened within the penal system of New York State Correctional Facility. Attica was one of the most brutal prisons in New York State. As a matter of fact, it was called the last stop. You know, inhumane situation. So once a month, I was given a roll of toilet paper to use. Okay, basic essentials, a roll of toilet paper. That toilet paper run out, you had to find someplace else to get it. You took a shower once a week.
The soap they gave you was a soap that was made out of lye and would tear your skin up.
It's in one of the most rural parts of New York State, Wyoming County. And the majority of the people that was incarcerated there was black, Latino, and they came from urban centers. So there's naturally a clash, a diametric clash there. Let's look at 1971. Hell no, we won't go. Referring to Vietnam. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Most African Americans was recognizing their identity as being black as opposed to being Negro.
Let me go back to August 9th. George Jackson was killed. That triggered off a move throughout with all the prisoners, black, white, you know, Hispanics. From there, everybody was on edge. So any little thing from that point on would have exploded, and that's what happened. Yeah, we just brought the master to fire.
That was Tyrone Larkins, Al-Haji Sharif, and Akil Shaquan speaking with WNYC Race and Justice reporter Joseph Jedion.